What's good? What's good? What's good? What's up, Rhythmics Radio? You tuned in to another one. Another episode of Conversations on the Rocks with the coolest host you know, your homie Ice.
It's your boy Los Vegas. You already know what it is.
And the great Miss Tish.
And we back with another one. We fully loaded. You know what I mean? It's all of us back here, you know what I'm saying?
We back.
After the vacations and everything. And the topic of today, man. July 1st, Virginia went legal with marijuana. You can consume it privately. You can also grow your own plants as well. So we figured, why not bring summer season two guests from last season and from the 420 episode, and let's talk a little bit about, you know what I mean, some more marijuana, the do's and don'ts, the industry, et cetera, you know what I mean? So we got in the building my homie T with the grow shop.
What's good? What's good? What's good, family?
And we got Dank of America. It's a snack. They running late. They said they was high, so you know what I'm saying? It's only fitting. But as long as they here before the interview, we good. You know what I mean? But shout out to Rhythmics Radio, Conversations on the Rocks, Monday nights, 8 p.m., man. Every week we here with some more shenanigans, and we interviewing just random different guests out there in the DMV area doing new and big things, man. So with no further ado, man, let's jump right into pregame. See how everybody been doing. So Lou, shout out to the IG, everybody who's listening on Rhythmics Radio. If you're not following us on social media, we on IG, Facebook, YouTube. Make sure you check us out.
What you waiting for?
And the first thing that I wanted to get into in pregame, was just saying, like, we here for another one. How y'all feeling, man? How, you know what I mean? Seems like I thought that the world was opening back up and we was getting rid of the pandemic, but it seems like, I guess, the numbers going back up. So how y'all just doing overall, mentally, physically, you know what I'm saying? How your families, how y'all feeling?
Man, me personally, because I did hear that there was a new strand of the COVID that came out. Something new. Let me tell you something. This is why I never took my fucking mask off in the first place. You know what I'm saying? I ain't give a damn what y'all was opening up. Who I told y'all before, wasn't going outside, wasn't playing with none of these motherfuckers out here like that. And now we have a new strain. What I don't understand is how is this a new strain? We just got rid of one, so now
mutates.
You just
they say it mutates.
Man, look, y'all motherfuckers keep believing that shit if y'all want to. It's these dirty motherfuckers out here not washing their hands, not brushing their teeth, not taking proper showers, not keeping up with their fucking hygiene. That's what that is. Because I've been around all y'all niggas. I ain't been sick yet. Okay? Like, I'm with y'all all the time. Dap y'all up. Give y'all hugs. All that good stuff. Because we're clean. You see what I'm saying? You ain't went home coughing unless it was from the weed. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't know. It's these dirty motherfuckers for real. And y'all need to be in a bubble by your fucking soul.
But did you hear that the new variant, everybody that has been vaccinated, it may not hold any weight. Like, you may have to get vaccinated again to protect yourself from the new variant.
You got to get a booster shot.
Are you serious?
No, yeah. Not the booster shot.
Oh, another shot?
Just another shot altogether.
Yeah,
but, I mean, that makes sense because you haven't even got rid of this shit yet. So, now you got a new strand. So, now that makes sense because
right.
that wasn't equipped for that type of shit right there. So, that's stupid as fuck. What about you, Rice? I ain't going for that shit, bro.
Man, you know what? I mean, it's funny because now I just got mask fatigue. So now I be going in places like the old white man. Like, I ain't about to wear no damn mask.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I got used to that. My daughter tells me all the time, Dad, where your mask? It's still a pandemic. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. I just feel like I'm still not out here reckless, just around everybody. I still wash my hands a lot and all this. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. It just, I can see why some people could be tired of it. You know what
but
I mean?
But you see what you just said?
And
like,
it's confusing.
I still wash my
some
hands.
Places you got to wear a mask.
This,
some
right.
places you don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like.
So, yeah, but you just said it. Like, I wash my hands still. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, I was just in a casino like maybe 2 weeks ago. Y'all bamas is just in there just pissing and walking the fuck out. And then he got the nerve to say hi to me. Nigga, hi, shit. Put your hands in this goddamn water. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you waving at me for? Corona all in the air, dog. Leave that shit alone. So, yeah, man, I ain't with that shit, man. But I feel you. I think everybody need to put their mask back on, man. This shit ain't done with. And it's, I don't know. I ain't going for it.
I mean, we're going to see. We're going to see, man. But
in the building, though.
Oh yeah, Dank of America.
Dank of America just showed up.
Shout out to Dank of America.
Yes, sir.
She showed up.
Welcome. Word.
But yeah, welcome to the party, man. I was just interested since there's a lot of weed going around and it's legal. You know what I mean? I'm interested to know. Do y'all have a favorite munchies? Like, y'all have a favorite snack that y'all like to have when y'all smoke? You know what I'm saying? He said, "I do." Okay. He already knew that. And are you more of a savory or are you a sweet?
Sweet.
Okay. What you jumping for? Some Oreos? What you going for? Not about it. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Them shit be on point too. I had them recently.
Crushed them back in the day.
I had a chocolate cover for the first time last night.
See, I never had that. I just got the old schools.
Was that good? Or was it? Nah, wasn't the original. Yeah. At all. What about you, Dank of America? You got a favorite snack you get in on too, man?
I don't do snacks, man. I do food.
Oh, this nigga, he gangster right. That nigga said, "Fuck this."
He said a whole meal, not a munchies, not a snack.
I don't do no munchies.
My nigga. Capital Grill. I'm trying to go to Ocean Air. I'm trying to go to Jerk at Night.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's anything. It's not any one thing in particular that you
eat.
So like, just period.
Like, yeah. It really depends on where I'm at too.
Okay.
You know, we out Cali. I need to go. I'm trying.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What about you, Tish?
I don't got like no favorite snack for real.
Yeah.
I do. I like smoothies though. So,
okay.
Yeah. I like to hit a smoothie. Whatever I want up in it.
Okay.
Call it a day.
So when you got the munchies, the smoothie is the best way to go with it, huh?
Yeah. I don't keep a lot of shit in my house, you know what I'm saying? So I can't go grab no candy bar and cookies because I don't keep it in my house. So
it's cool.
I don't do sweets like that. I think it's why I never had a cavity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In life, never had a cap.
I try to stay away from sweets, but yeah, sometimes when I be high, you know what I mean? My daughter, she loves Oreos, so it's usually Oreos in the crib. I fucked them up, and she loves the Ben and Jerry's ice creams. You know what I'm saying, like
fucking
the cookies and cream.
Baby snacks.
So I sit there sometimes, just stand up by the with the freezer door open, and just get about 10 scoops. And like, all right, I'm good. Let me go sit down somewhere.
Yo, that's funny. I can see y'all doing that.
Yeah,
shit.
I'm the ice cream tub.
Hell yeah.
I bought it. Shit.
Look, there go mom. They go. Yeah,
all right. Rack your head. Yeah. Yeah.
Or a clothesline, nigga.
We gonna get into that later.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. But you know, that's funny because we just joked about this. Ice just brought up, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I get high, I do get on candy. I don't really get into the sweets, but when I do, one of my favorites is them little, the strawberry hard candy with the little strawberry filling in the middle of the junk. You know, the old grandma candy.
That'd be
and
at
shit.
The bottom of grandma purse at church.
Yeah, I know you don't because you don't do sweets. We know you too thugged out for that, ladies and gentlemen. Dang of America don't do that sweet shit, okay? He does not do that sweet shit. He is not with that shit. Do not play that nigga like that, okay? Give him candy, he will slap the shit out of you. I promise you. But yeah, I normally fuck them joints up. And of course, if the kids leave their fruit snacks, I'm fucking fruit snacks up all day.
Fruit snacks be on point.
I'm fucking the fruit snacks up all day long. I might go through a whole box of them.
Shout out to Munchies, man. Ain't nothing better than marijuana out there. I don't know what you on, but come over to this Green Life. It's amazing. It's funny because I remember days back in high school, we used to run from the police from when they used to pull up when we smoking. Now it's just legal. You know what I mean? And
yeah, that's crazy, right?
It's crazy how time changes and shit.
Straight running from the police,
like,
too.
People understand, really. I've been wearing Timberlands my whole life just in case we had to run from the police.
You're going to be swift with the feet.
Think about it. How many times have you seen me wearing Timbs?
Yeah,
no. I don't do that. Like, just... And
yeah,
now we can just
time.
Literally, like, hit that James wave.
Yeah, wave
that James. So, yeah, shout out to Virginia, man. Shout out to Virginia. And kind of get into a little bit more of the law. I believe you can smoke weed, but it's supposed to be in a private setting. You can't. You still can get a ticket if you're smoking and driving. You know what I mean? So, everybody out there is not legal. But you can have an ounce.
Up to an ounce.
I think it's a DUI still.
Yeah, still driving
under
the
influence. Still a DUI. You're right.
So yeah, you still can get a DUI if you are caught smoking and driving. So just be the dude in the passenger seat rolling up, and you know what I mean. Just be that person.
Pass it to the nigga. Hurry up and grab it.
Exactly.
Pull you over.
Exactly.
What happens?
They can get you with an open container.
Just really? So you know, like, wow. It's an open container bottle, just like with beer. If it's not in a
Okay, so that's another thing. We just learned to see they can get you with an open container in Virginia. So if you're riding down and you got some weed, you know what I'm saying, you're riding through. You might be going from Florida to New York or some shit. Just be aware and mindful of the laws.
And don't be that guy I just told y'all to be neither. God damn, we going down like shit. What you mean? God, you just said be that nigga on the passenger side and just pass it. Yeah.
Until I found out.
So, I said, don't be that nigga.
So don't hot box like we used to do back then. Yeah.
Just
be in the crib, this, you know what I'm saying? But there is one ripple of the law, which I like, which is that you can grow your own marijuana plants.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into a bit of that a little later in the interview. But, yeah, now you can have your own medicine and you can grow it as well. So shout out to Virginia. And it's the first, actually, state in the South to go legal. So shout out to Virginia.
Huh, okay. I didn't know that.
And with no further ado, you know what I'm saying? Let's get right into opening shots.
Opening shots.
You need a cup over there?
Yeah, you late.
Oh, you're late. What you want to do? This?
What's
it? This some whiskey.
Yeah. We got some whiskey. We got some. You know what I'm saying? Let me not shout them out. We're drinking over here.
Yeah, that's why I just said some whiskey.
Unless we're getting paid.
Big fat. Big fat.
But the first thing I wanted to get into, a lot of people probably saw this on their social media feed because it went viral. Was it a young black lady in Victoria's Secret, I believe, in New Jersey? And she was just shopping, talking about she just was there to get her free panties. And it's something I didn't know because I guess Victoria's Secret gives you free panties every year. So I learned something while also watching this story. But while she's in line about to go shopping, the video starts with a white lady like looking like she's swinging on her, like she's about to start assaulting her. And then once the white lady noticed she has her phone out, she just goes into various acting modes if she's trying to win an Oscar. She goes into a temper tantrum. She falls on the floor, kicks her feet. She yells at everybody else in the store to tell them to get that lady's phone from her. The story just, wow. Longer story shorter, I guess the police and security came and had to remove the white lady from the store. But yeah, did y'all see this story? What are y'all thoughts? And I also want to ask everybody here, I'm going to say this for later, have y'all ever encountered a Karen?
Yeah, first off, ain't no way she would have made it. She never would have made it. It's not happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not going for that one.
Yeah, that one was crazy. I sent that one to, I listened to like a bunch of people. I honestly, this story brings a lot of joy to my life, honestly. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, this is the most funniest thing I had seen. And what was so funny was, like, this lady knows she's been recorded. Like, she ran towards her. Like, she wanted to fuck her up.
Yeah,
like,
she wanted all the smoke.
She wanted all the smoke until... Mm-hmm. And then when she said, oh, nah, and seen the camera, she said, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then the way she fell out, the funny part was when she lay calmly on the floor. Put her purse to the side, laying calmly on the floor, and started shaking. Dog, I was weak to my stomach. And just to be like, in the store, right? Like, there's customers still here. None of the management is saying anything. Don't nobody even want to fuck with this bitch. No day. She's just screaming and then chase the broad around the store.
Right. Yeah.
Come on, son. What are you doing?
She would have not made it. There is
get
no
get your
way.
Phone off of me. Stop recording me. Bitch, this is funny as shit. We got to record this. This shit just went viral as soon as you left the store.
Is she still employed? It's coming.
I don't know. And you know what else
you
is so funny?
You're going to lose your job.
She
that's why
gonna
she
lose her job. What else is so funny was the other white lady that was in there shopping and tried to help out.
In the line.
She said, hey, why don't you just get away from her? Bitch, shut the fuck up. Why don't you
get your panties and get the fuck out of the store?
And that's what she said. I just came to get my free panties and shit. And this bro was just, I don't know, man. She was wilding out, man. Yeah, so man. That was funny. That was funny. I like that
world, man.
I watch it like every day, actually.
I watched it several times myself.
That was
hilarious.
So but just think how many times they done got away with that. Man. In our history, right.
Exactly. So like that was crazy. But to answer your second part, I have not ran into a Karen.
Never.
I'm telling you, man. Sometimes I know this is probably bad. I just be wishing I run into it. Though. I ain't gonna fake like, you know, like I be having a bad day and I'm like, I just need to get some stress off. I need Karen to come through that motherfucker one day and be like, you know, bump me and call for a little bit. She ain't got no mask. And I'm like, bitch, what the fuck is wrong? And then she's like, oh, you fucking monkey. You know, then I'm going to fuck you. You know what I'm saying? You little black motherfucker.
I'm mad he thought this all the way through. You know what I'm saying? He got a whole scenario ready.
Yeah, because that's how it happens, right? When you see these stories about the Karens, Karen is stupid as fuck. Like, she comes out of nowhere. Well, fuck you. And I don't have to, bitch, man.
This thing is like, this is my time. If it happened like this, this is exactly what I'm going to do.
Oh, and I'm shouting out the whole gang. Shout out to the old COTR gang. You know what I'm saying? We in the building. Oh, yeah. You know. Oh, I guess I said that.
Intercepted Jay.
Nah, man. I ain't know if he was coming back now or later.
Monkey Paul. Trying to intercept the Monkey Paul.
Go ahead, man.
But yeah, I never encountered a Karen. Probably because God was just like, yeah, you don't need no. Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to end up right.
Not today.
It's not going to end up right.
Not today.
So,
Tish.
And I feel like they picked the right people. It's like maybe energy they sense
know.
Or something.
They know exactly
you know what I'm saying?
What time it is.
Bro, yeah. That joke be so funny.
I'm so loving too. So like, the white people love me. I love the white people.
Why?
So yeah, they walk up to me. I'll be at the bar or something. They walk up to me like, "You are so fucking awesome." And yeah, I'm like, "I know it. Like, let's party."
Honestly, I do get that a lot too. I ain't gonna lie. I was just at LMV's this weekend, and this white lady and her husband. Shout out to them. They was like, "You want to play cornhole?" I was like, "Yeah, fuck yeah, I'm with it. I'm with all." Hey, for real. And we are in that joint. Tossed it. I'm like, we going with that.
I'm in the backyard.
Dog, we just saw a basketball league that we didn't even know exists today on ESPN.
TBT.
Oh, TBT. What the fuck is that?
That's supposed to be Floyd's joined us up. It's $1 million tournament. It said the $1 million tournament. Yeah. And it's like old motherfuckers and
dog.
Shit.
For real. These are old ass niggas right here living their life.
It's on ESPN and shit.
Man, that's fucking genius. He got the money for that.
Oh, this one nigga was ball-headed, then the motherfucker look like he about to pass.
Yeah, old white dude.
Yeah.
It's like, who are these people?
Right, like, they got jerseys and everything. They had jerseys.
Well, shout out, if it's his joint, it has to be, because it's TBT.
I like it.
Shout out to Floyd for that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man. Hilarious.
That nigga stay getting money, don't he? He be in all the avenues. I ain't even mad.
He just picked up the other check. Well, we just talked about it a couple episodes ago and shit.
You ever tried to buy one of his hats? You know how much they cost? Shit. You walk right out there to him store.
You right.
It was like something stupid, like $80, $100. It was like for the hat with the TBT.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Who we talking about?
Like, you walk into, like, Lids or one of them damn stores and try to buy one of them TBT hats. Like, this shit is not cheap. This shit is not a normal hat.
The fuck?
That's why that nigga
TBT on it. Like,
that's
we can
why that nigga a billionaire.
Black hat and tell them to do the same shit. But
y'all wanna go half on some hats? Y'all wanna go hit the lids? Y'all wanna go? I'm with it.
Yeah, that do sound like a hustle right there.
So staying on theme with 420 and Virginia going legal with marijuana. What's your favorite marijuana weed movie? Y'all have a favorite weed movie? Do you feel like there's one the best? I know it's one we all thinking about right now.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, it's got to be How High.
I was thinking Friday.
You think Friday? Oh, yeah. I was thinking How High.
That's me.
Yeah. I was thinking Friday and shit.
I was going to go with that one.
So which one is the better one? Is it How High is the better? Because I guess Friday isn't a weed movie per se. They smoke weed in
it. Yeah, I had to go with High because it was a weed movie.
It was
a
really
you know what I'm
weed
saying?
Movie.
Yeah.
Friday was just a hood movie.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they just smoked
the weed. Yeah. Watching
it.
Right. There you go. Yeah, I guess how high it would be for you know what I'm saying? I wonder what the young motherfuckers would say.
That or maybe Half-Baked.
Half-Baked is a classic joint, too. Yeah. That is all, yeah.
Remember with Chappelle, David Chappelle? He was living with the four white dudes?
Half-Baked.
And they stole the weed out of
there. Stole the weed. And Samson.
Got the horse high or some shit. Killed the horse. Yeah, that was shit was wild.
Yeah,
I would say how high, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that shit was funny. Now the second one.
The second one they fucked up.
Oh my god!
It's hard to do a sequel, man. That's a good one.
Yes,
that's a good one.
Okay.
Pineapple Express.
That one probably takes the cake.
Yeah.
Cause that one was funny as fuck right there.
That came before How High, right?
No, How High.
Nah, How High was first. Yeah.
Nah. Okay. How High. Express. That was a funny one. They had me geeked in that one too. He said, "Dude, just threw up in my printer."
You got Mac and Devin go to school. That's a good one.
I never seen
that
joint.
I thought that shit was stupid as fuck, man.
I never seen that joint. Mystical was the weed nigga with the joint running around.
I ain't seen that shit. What was he? He was the joint in that joint, right? Mystical. He played the voice. That shit was.
I forgot about that one.
That joint was stupid, dog. I ain't like that one. That nailed, nah. Like, you gave it a chance because that was your two niggas. Like, you figured this had to be.
What was How High 2 with Lil Yachty?
Lil Yachty and DC
Young Fly.
That joint was rich.
Nah, I don't know why they gave the rights to that joint.
I do, too.
I don't know why it's Lil Yachty.
Yeah, somebody said Mac and Devin is whack.
Yeah, nah, for real, I told you. That one was whack as fuck, yeah. Like, Snoop and them knew better than that. But you know what I'm saying? That check must have been nice. So
yeah, the license that give that license.
Yeah, yeah. And you could smoke. You know they were smoked out through the whole damn movie, right?
Hell yeah.
But yeah, that shit was dumb, dog. For real.
I guess those were some of the top joints that come to my mind. You know
and
what I'm
I mean, if you're going to want to go all the way, oh, you can go, always go with a classic.
Cheech and Chong.
Yep. Yeah, Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, you already know.
Cheech and Chong.
That is a classic.
Tell me, that nigga was stupid.
I don't even remember the movie. I just remember watching shit.
Hey, that nigga think of America too cool for me. You know what I'm saying? This nigga is too cool for me. Sure. I don't do sweets. I don't do that motherfucking movie. It was
alright. When you were saying sweets, though, I was really automatically thinking candy because I'm not, but I do fuck with chocolate though.
Okay.
I was thinking like candy. I don't fuck with like candy.
Yeah, I feel you.
Oh, like hard candy, like.
Yeah, I don't do nothing lollipops, none of that.
Like gummies.
No gummies. Nigga said I don't want no motherfucking sucker. Chocolate peanut butter cups, I'm fucking with it. He said he don't do nothing sweet. That nigga don't do none of that sweet shit.
Speaking of the Trader Joe's peanut butter cups, I'm trying to tell you.
Hello, we're trying to do a show here. Nah, it's cool. Y'all talk on your own time. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, we got a whole fucking hour. We trying to get all this in, and y'all want to talk. Y'all don't give a fuck.
So they better than Reese's joint? These
they get shit on Reese's.
Oh, yeah?
Nigga, you would never eat another Reese's again.
Huh. That's crazy. I don't even do chocolate, but I'll do candy. Like, I really don't like chocolate. I don't fuck with moderation.
Chocolate ice cream.
Oh, yeah, chocolate ice cream. Fuck no.
I fuck with chocolate.
Oh,
so yeah, speaking of, you know what I'm saying, this conversation's on the rocks, man. Monday nights, you tuned in, 8 p.m. We got the grow shop in the building. We got Think of America.
Yes,
somebody
sir.
Say he bougie, Whole Foods snacks, he gentrified.
I know exactly. The whole time he texted me, he was like, nigga, you be eating
pizookas. That's what he said.
Yo, that's funny as shit.
Shout out to Tuffy in the IG and shit, man. Thugging in public. But you got the grow shop in the building. Bank of America. How can everybody get in contact with y'all, man?
Just go ahead hit Instagram for Bank of America _420.
Okay.
The whole word. Bank of America _420. Because there's some people out there that are trying to do some fuck shit.
Yeah.
It's just like I've been noticing. Okay. Even I try to look at my own shit and they shit pop up first. I'm like, how the hell that
thing?
Yeah,
all right. Huh? That's how you gotta look at it.
I know on IG sometimes they be trying to do spoof accounts and then they'll follow people you following.
Yeah, they do.
And the motherfucker hit you up like, "Yo, you got another page?" Like, huh? Like, I was in the shower, nigga. And we got the grow shop. What up, T? Tell everybody how they can get in contact with you.
What's good? What's good? You can definitely follow at the _the_grow_shop. And you can also hit on the website at www.thegrowshop.net. Hit the contact information. There's a link to become a member.
Okay.
Click that joint, you know, and we'll follow up.
That's a bet. So, I think that's a perfect time or a perfect segue to get into last call. And I know it's actually just in the building, so shout out to Issa.
Snacks in the building.
We'll get right into last call, man. So, let's Toast it up. Salute to Virginia, going legal, marijuana, you know what I'm saying? It's a holiday every day. Shout out to Issa. Okay. Got the Vuv in here. We got the champagne and shit. Let me get you a seat, man. You could put that on the floor and shit, actually. You could pull that seat up. But yeah, man, so last call, we got three dope and different marijuana brands from the D.C. Area, you know what I'm saying? And not y'all here in Virginia, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk a little bit about just Virginia, the laws, and just the industry. And we know you had y'all last season, and we had a ball, and it was up in smoke, literally. But just what are some of y'all thoughts overall of or on Virginia going legal with marijuana?
Oh, no, y'all don't want to talk.
It's been a long time coming. Hey, for real, I always said that Virginia would just be the last ones to do it because Virginia was such a pro-gun state that in my head, it just makes common sense, you can't be pro-weed and pro-guns. And then they started changing their gun laws.
Yeah, I thought Virginia would take...
Oh,
I thought Virginia would be one of the last because it's a commonwealth. They can kind of make their own shit and kind of go by their own thing. But to see it so fast, shout out to Governor Northam. He was doing a lot of different changes with laws. We just talked about this on Conversation on the Rocks. Meek Mill coming out here and changing some of the probation. Making the maximum time that you're on probation 5 years and shit. So shout out to Virginia, Governor Northam, and then just the legalization of marijuana in Virginia. But how does that, it being legal here in Virginia, maybe impact yay or nay in D.C., would y'all say?
I think it definitely has a bigger impact just for it's like being its next door neighbor, you know what I'm saying? Not saying they work together with other laws, but I think that definitely give us a hand up on that vote. You know what I mean?
Are y'all trying to do anything in Virginia? Are y'all going to bring any of y'all scene to Virginia?
Growing-wise, I plan to connect with a grower that I already have out in like Virginia that's currently like growing CBD. So there is a gray area in it. Not gonna get too like deep into it.
Yeah.
But I think it's possible for us to definitely capitalize.
Yeah. Okay.
Feel comfortable with driving the VA smoking down for sure.
Yeah.
I ain't going to VA bad. You can't go to VA with a grab. Now it's like okay.
Yeah. And it's funny because I know a lot of not only D.C. motherfuckers but Maryland motherfuckers, they would be scared to cross Virginia line, especially in a Fairfax. So to hear that, you know what I'm saying, I'm sure that probably make some motherfuckers like, okay, it's a little bit, let me go get something to eat, let me go over to, you know what I'm saying, somewhere, let me go to Springfield Mall or something, give me something to eat or something. But that's good to hear that.
I'm gonna travel now, you know?
Yeah, facts.
Okay.
Got it pop.
Salute. So we actually, it's funny, when I was posting something on the IG, shout out to everybody in the IG Conversation on the Rocks. We got a couple questions because we were posting, letting people know we were going to be talking about this on today's episode. And one of the questions was if people could talk to, and y'all may or may not know this answer, but I'm going to pose it to y'all anyway. The difficulty of getting into the industry when you're a person of color. You know what I mean? Can y'all kind of talk to that? And is it easier a bit more now? Or is it still like hurdles, you know what I'm saying, because of our skin?
believe, I'm not really sure, I can't quote on it, but I think it is still a little bit of hurdles, you know what I'm saying? You still hurdles, especially if you got a background, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, and I don't know. Maybe they might just want money, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some people just want the money, so. What you think, T?
I think it is hurdles, but I think there is also, like, opportunity as well. If you start early, you know what I'm saying, I think there can be, like, a good result.
Yeah.
As far as when you look at Virginia, it's a lot of land, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you got those areas where there's mostly, like, nothing there but land and no one wants to live there and, you know, all those type of things.
Yeah.
They're, like, the state will actually give people, like, grants and, like, loans and different things as far as, especially, like, as black farmers.
Okay.
Or as
minorities.
Minority farmers and different things like that. You can actually look it up. Like,
okay.
You can actually apply for it as well.
Okay.
So you can actually get licensed through that. So it's opportunities. But if you got those hurdles, you know what I'm saying, you don't catch it early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good
bump in the road for you.
I think that's a good
opportunities, but it's still some hurdles.
It's not as easy as some of our other counterparts.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be easy if they wanted to.
Yeah, most of them.
But if your money right, like I said.
Yeah, if your money right as well, you know what I'm saying?
You get over
along with your application, you know.
Yeah.
There are some things you can definitely do.
And so, around how much does it cost to, money-wise, to invest in a grow house or something like that?
I mean, it depends what you want to do.
Yeah.
Yes. Somewhere here in this little corner right here. Or we can do this room.
Whole house. Like,
you know, so like, we can do this whole really house. You know, it's like, it's really, you know, how, what you want to do, how much time you got on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. My
man over here. You want to build a facility? Do you want to do on some light depth type situation? Do you want to do light assist? It's entirely, you really got to know what you want to do.
And so because it's not federally legal, then how do y'all get around that part?
Well, what you
as far as it's state-wise, like, you know, just like in California, you have a lot of the growers or the dispensaries that they have their own shops set up, and right. They, you know, have to collect everything in cash, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they have to report, you know, their income or whatever, but there's a lot of loopholes because they don't have banks that can hold their money because federally it's not legal.
There's a couple different ways, and I don't want to say around that. I'm going to say to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
There are some banks right now that are accepting money. Then you actually have, like, third-party people that'll just hold the money for you. There's I think there was somebody in Denver or something like that literally bought a old bank, and that's what they were doing for everybody. You see what I'm saying? Then really for the federal part when it comes to taxes, from what I was told when I talked to people in California, what they do is they just set the money aside.
Because
when all this becomes legal, they're going to come for you like, you've been in business this long, you owe us this much.
Correct.
So they just got the money just sitting there. And, you know, there were some people that, but state-wise, though, there were some people, I could be wrong, but the story that I remember is they were paying taxes on it for state-wise, and none of that counted. Because it was before they were actually, you know what I'm saying, before they actually went legal.
Mm-hmm.
So they was just like, we could have just not paid, just like everybody, like, cause some people didn't pay, some people did pay, and then the people that did pay just feel stupid, cause they just, you wasted that money, you just gave them the money for no reason.
Yeah.
Man, mad as shit. Man, there's a motherfucker about that shit.
Nah, man, the cannabis game, it's a good thing to celebrate, but you also have to look on the back end, like, when it comes to politics and stuff, man, this shit is a money grab.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Technical difficulties.
Yeah, it's a money grab. Like, it was a couple years ago, like, basically what happened in Maryland is when Maryland went medical and they said they put the money out there, you know, everybody, nobody of color got a license. I don't think it was anybody.
One man got a license.
It was one person?
One black man got a license.
When did he get his license, though?
It was it wasn't like right off the break, but he's like,
because they opened it back up. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, when they opened it back up, the people who had already had their licenses like sued the state or something like that. It was like, nah, y'all can't do that, because when we made our business, you know what I'm saying, arrangements or whatever, blah blah blah, it was based on this many people having licenses. It was like, dude, all these people out here, it's all this money to get. Like, what is y'all mad about? Like, y'all mad because the people of color are about to try to come in. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what that was about.
Yeah.
And so, whatever. Yeah, but it's still a money grab. Cause you can put the, you can pay for your license, and you can you or put the, your application fees, and you're not going to get that money back.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a lot that goes into it.
JB, can you help my man over there, man? He having a little problem. God damn. This
my nigga King Struggle over
there. Man, that motherfucker got this phone, that stand. I said,
JB,
hey,
JB, help him up. You know what? I was going to invest in my own goddamn stand. I know that works. Because I've been struggling with that joint for like.
It was so funny.
Well, not, but like, it's not the first episode. It's been other. Right. It's been other episodes like I've been trying to make with that joke.
Still fumbling with that joke. And look, my man, Dank of America, he was like, yeah, so, yeah, that's about all I had. He fucking my vibe up over there. What is he doing? JB, help that nigga out. Help,
yeah,
help
shout out to JB, man.
Best show.
The best engineer in the game.
Yeah, man. Good.
And then he just put it up there just so easy and quick, like, yeah. Well, yeah, nah, getting back into it, man. You know what? I just want to, I'm glad to see y'all, you know what I'm saying? So,
bullshit,
you know
man.
What I mean? Glad y'all back. Though, yeah, you know what I mean?
Y'all back again. How y'all feel, man?
It is kind of like a recap. Y'all back again. What has happened with y'all and since the last episode, and how's business and how's everything? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was on vacation. I seen Izzy Snacks out there. I've been following him on the.
He was on Vegas.
Oh, hey, my man was.
He was on Vegas, exactly. Looking like
yeah,
a flamingo.
He was out there acting a fool. He was. I said, what the fuck?
Living your best life. That's what I like, man.
Man, how was it though, man? Would you was just on vacation or you went out there for business or both?
A little bit of both.
Yeah, that's that desert for you.
But the shit was cool. We went to a couple pop-ups.
Okay.
Met Devin the dude and shit out there.
Oh, damn.
Hey, we just talked about that nigga today.
That's dope.
They had a cannabis award out there.
Okay.
Okay.
I missed that. I was in my room passed out. I was
off the champagne?
We off everything.
Yeah.
All tequila and champagne for real.
Well, man, next time you in my city, just say my name. You might get a free stuff out there. Oh, yeah. I mean, it just depends on where you say it. Like, you say it like maybe a Wawa out there, you might get like a free soda or some shit like that. You know? I went like, you know what I'm saying? A couple of casinos, they fuck with me, but they mad about the name and shit. So, you know, I'm going back and forth with Las Vegas about that whole shit. Okay. Don't worry about it, man. So say it like this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, whisper it a little
Grocer,
bit.
Grocer, how you been since we last seen you, man? What you been up to? I know you've been doing the Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah, explain the Taco Tuesdays, man. Y'all always on the Taco Tuesdays and shit. That's for you.
It's a snack, man. Definitely hosts a great Taco Tuesday. Definitely come out, man. We got Chef Meat on the tacos from 3 to 9. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is become a member. Hit the DM.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? Follow my man. It's a snack. He can tell you about that.
Yeah, I'm about to say. We've been doing Taco Tuesday since I started. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to have something that I could just put my stamp on. So, you know what I'm saying? I didn't went back and forth. Like, hold on, man. I'm the only one to throw a cannabis Taco Tuesday in this
joint.
Yeah,
right.
You know
what I'm saying?
But, you know.
I'll be following y'all all the time. Y'all see me always on the gram, you know what I'm saying? Fucking with y'all and shit, man. So
they cut out our live. We can't go live right now, man.
Oh, why? What happened? What's going on?
I don't know if it's
who we gotta talk to, right?
It's like the cannabis brand or like what they be doing. Like,
oh,
that shit
really?
Blocked.
For real? So y'all
that's a lot of stuff kind of.
And you just said earlier you couldn't go live and shit.
Yeah, you just said. That's fucked up. Damn. Well, look again. Say my name. Shout out Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? You can say it loud around them niggas. You know what I'm saying? They fuck with me. And shit, so you can say it loud around them. And think of America. How you been, man? You know what I mean?
I can't complain. Just actually recently, I just started redoing my grow. Like I literally tore everything down, and I'm about to try to restructure. I ain't gonna speak on what I'm doing, but I'm trying to basically double what I'm doing with the same amount of space.
Okay. Okay. So I like it.
I'm trying to figure this out. If I can pull this off, you gotta crown me.
Hey, hey man, I'm with it.
That's what's up.
And again, you know, just call my name a couple of times. It might
you know
I'm gonna come through.
So, like dispensaries, how difficult is it to get to be a grower connected with a dispensary? Like, is it easy? Is it a limited amount of licenses to do that? You know what I mean? And is that something of interest for you fellas?
Growers, go ahead.
Nah.
I mean, I'm interested in growing. But yeah. In growing in that lane, I'm not too sure about.
So what's wrong with it?
Is it too many like restraints on it?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Obstacles and this, that, and that. Ain't nobody got time for all that, man. Like,
it's just not
it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Shit, it's too sweet over there, ain't it? Yeah.
Not like,
you ain't with that shit. I know that's right, bro.
Stupid as shit.
Like, if I'm a grow legally, then I'm just gonna go to California.
Fact.
Okay.
Like, because I know some people over there with facilities and this, that, and the third already. They like, come on. Mm-hmm. But out here, starting it out here.
No.
Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. I haven't seen anywhere on the East Coast who had medical legal weed in a dispensary that was worth buying.
Damn. Okay.
I haven't seen it.
That speaks a lot.
It's trash.
How you feel about that? How y'all feel about that? Niggas go to Cali. Not. Oh. Okay.
Did
that
say something wrong?
That's why niggas go to Cali.
Yeah, I'm about to say because I got my medical marijuana license in Maryland.
Trash.
Yeah.
When DC.
I use it for safety.
Like, you ain't got just nothing else, you can't even pull it up.
Yeah,
you know
right.
Yeah.
Because I still got my California junk, but DC like changed their thing. Like, they said I couldn't use it no more or something like that. But when I was going in there, I was like, this is trash. But in DC, there's only like a handful of growers in the first place. So all of these dispensaries are getting their weed from the same people.
Right.
And whoever the growers are, or the strains, or I don't know what it is, but that shit is garbage.
Trash.
He said it, y'all heard it. It's like, a snack said this shit.
Like, nah. Like, I'll bring some weed in there and shit on all day.
Well, no, that's right, my guy.
Like, something I fucked up on.
I say we do that shit. Let's run up on one of them niggas like, man, smoke this shit. You like that shit?
I promise you, my trash is better than
that. Damn. All right. Well, shit. All right. I don't even know what the fuck to say after
that. I got a question. How you like the weed in Las Vegas?
Let me tell you something. Let me put the camera on myself right quick. You talking about from out here or out back home? You talking about back home?
I'm talking about back home.
Oh man, you know, I love it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like the way they going about it, I mean, because of the casino and everything and the pimping that they doing out there, you know, it's bringing in so much money. We still trying to work it out. I'm going to be at the next meeting next month. Actually, I'm supposed to fly out there and go. Hey, big homie, don't do me like that. This my show. Don't do me like that. This my show. Don't do me like that. Nah, but I was talking to him, though.
I know, but I need that answer, though.
For real, I'm high, nigga. I'm high.
You fucking with that shit?
No, the weed out there.
You been to Planet 13?
No, I've been to Planet 12. But I ain't 13. Yeah.
But
no, I haven't been out there. I ain't been out there like for real. Yeah, I ain't been out there. So
like I said, we went to the pop up. I went to the dispensary. They took. I didn't even get to smoke my weed. They took that shit at the airport.
Okay.
See, that's why you go to LA. What I tell you? Don't laugh. That shit does not.
Like in your bag? Like in your check?
On my carry on.
Your carry on.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, you leave LA, you can have an ounce in your bag, like.
Yeah, they're like, this ain't
LA. In Las Vegas, you can't have no weed or edible. I'm like, damn, like,
damn.
I'm like, so what? They're like, you gotta walk outside, put it in the whatever little lock box they got called and shit, and you can walk back
fuck
in.
No, they gonna snatch that shit up.
I'm like, man, it's probably some shit in that box right there, man. You know how many motherfuckers probably come through here? Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably should have went and checked that shit out. Like, yeah, let me go check this bitch out right quick. Get a couple of motherfucking shit.
Damn, it's a little dry out there though. That's fun. I'm like, damn, winter. Yeah. I'm like, damn, y'all ain't got no indoor. They're like, it's still dry. Like, I don't know. It's because of the
desert. You know what I'm saying? That shit dry out there, man. That desert.
That's the thing, like, a lot of things in Vegas, like, they test the facilities be slow. So when you buying that shit be, like, 2 months old already.
Yeah, I'm about to say, they got all their own brands and shit out there. Stale as fuck, huh? We went to one of the brands, the dispensary was nice. I give them that.
I went to Planet 13, bro.
We went to this joint called Jador. It was something. But they had a nice setup, and they had some badass females in that motherfucker. I bought $150 worth of shit on an accident. I didn't even mean to buy this. Like, what the hell? I'm like, damn, you said this on sale? This, you got a deal? And then went to the fucking airport and took that shit.
Yeah, damn.
I ain't never going back there.
Check back.
I know. Bullshit. I still got through with some weed, though. I'm like, I ain't even check my other bag.
Yeah, I don't even understand why they
like, damn, it's illegal, right?
It's so, not federal.
Right.
The whole thing, it's not federal, so I'm like, well, thank you for not locking me up.
Yeah, right.
So this is my question to everybody in the building, actually. What are y'all, and everybody on IG, social media, all that, like, what is everybody's thought on the future of weed? You know what I'm saying? Like, we see it's legal today, you know what I'm saying, but what does it look like 5-10 years from now? You know what I mean? Will we have weed restaurants? We have weed hotels, weed, like, only places. You know what I'm saying? What does weed look like to y'all in the future?
I think it's possible. It's possible anywhere where they make it recreational at. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, they got weed restaurants in California and shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody going to do it here once they get all the laws and everything in order. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Once they get the laws in order, anything is possible.
Yeah, sky's the limit for real.
Mm-hmm. Sure, you're gonna see all type of shit like weed hotel.
If laws are set, I ain't mean to cut you off, but if laws are set, people they obey by. You know what I'm saying?
I said that shit in Vegas though. Like we need a weed hotel. You can't smoke nothing but weed in here. Like I don't want to smoke cigarettes or nothing. Yeah,
exactly.
Like fuck that shit.
I'm with that.
Like, weed hotel, weed, motherfucking...
This hotel is not kid friendly.
Amusement park, nigga, like
movie theaters, you know what I'm saying?
But that's good for business. If somebody fall asleep in the weed movie, he gonna wake up and go watch another one.
Or
eat some more shit. I got the all day pass.
All day pass.
Is anybody out there?
Sit there? That's my seat. I got my shoes right there. I got my shoes off. Like, this is reserved.
Yeah, man. Weed spies.
That'll be tough.
Weed rental cars, nigga. I don't know.
Weed barbershops. Oh, no.
Weed barbershops.
I don't know. We ready for that window yet, right? You don't want your barber too high.
Nah, hell
no. You don't want them too high cutting your shit, right? Like,
can't be high.
Yeah, the barber can't be high. You're right.
It just stuck in that one spot. Yeah, you get that one. How long are you going to be there?
Can't even smoke and get your head cut. You going to fuck around and start coughing and shit. Guaranteed.
Oh, man. Yeah, weed everything, man. It's going to be crazy.
Have, like, weed churches?
They already got some, I believe.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah.
Like, Detroit or
in Cali?
Like,
for real?
Yeah.
Cali got them?
That's not my favorite. Man.
I seen it on
TV.
So
you
can
go get the Holy Ghost and smoke at the same time?
I don't work like that. It's something with the weed and the religion.
Yeah. He's got that joint, man. He's got that joint, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Already got the coffee shops, like weed concerts. Nigga, what type of more weed stuff can we?
Everything that you do normally, just add weed.
Add weed to that bitch, and it's amazing. So we got 10 minutes left on Rhythmics Radio, man. Like, what is y'all, like, what do y'all love about marijuana? You know what I'm saying? Like, What? Because we all connoisseurs. I mean, I know I am. You know what I mean? Shout out to JB. He over here catching the contact, but he don't smoke and shit. But I know the motherfucking fan blowing shit all around in this bitch. But you know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Got you a free gift.
What do y'all like? I know for me, marijuana is just like,
with a sticker.
it's like an equalizer, you know what I'm saying? Like I could go out and use it, and it's fun shit, you know what I'm saying? I could use it for work and focus. I could use it to relax and get ready to go to sleep, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like an equalizer. I could use it in all settings, and I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah. Food. Like, I would spend my, those are the top things I spend my money on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Fuck the clothes, fuck everything. Like, I would pay top dollar for some good ass weed.
Yeah.
I would pay top dollar for some good ass food. Like,
right.
Weed and food.
Mm-hmm. Weed and food. They go together.
So, yeah. Vegas, why you love it, man?
Oh, man. Let me tell y'all. It started back in, like, sixth grade and shit. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man. Like you said, it's just a feeling, like, for real, for real. Just me being silly for her. I just like to zone out. Like when people just talking to me, I just like to zone out on their ass and be
trying to tell you.
And then they be like, "Did you hear me?" I'm like, yeah, I heard you. Like, damn, why you hollering at me and shit? You fucking my vibe up and shit now. You know what I'm saying? But it does help me create.
I like to zone out on people. You know, that's why you
it
like
helps me, it helps me create though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be cool though, but for real. Like, they just know you high, so they don't even get mad. They just keep on going with their stupid-ass conversation and shit. I just be like, just stuck there, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what you got, Tish? You got anything?
I just be on 100 all day. I
she
grind,
been quiet
so,
the whole show.
You know,
I'm sorry to call you out.
Shout out to Tish.
I'm so sorry.
I was like, look, I was sitting over here. Y'all started talking back and forth. I said, yes, God. Let them talk to each other.
Good morning.
Hey, she was cool with it. She said, let them niggas go ahead.
Good morning.
We got like 40.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to y'all. Before we roll out, make sure everybody can reach y'all before we go. Let everybody know your, you know what I'm saying, your socials and all that.
Oh. Catch me on anything. It's a snack, LLC. It's a snack, DMV. It's a snack, DC. It's a snack. Yeah.
Instagram, the_THE_growshop. Website, www.thegrowshop.net.
You can hit me on Instagram, DankofAmerica_420.
But. Y'all got anything before we get ready to, you know what I'm saying, roll out? You know what I mean? It's up in smoke. It's another fun one. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely
high. Shenanigans.
Actually, I do got something.
Which you did.
I want to give a rest in peace to Frenchie Cannoli. I found out he died on the way down here.
He's
the number one person on the planet.
Makes wax and shit?
Hash. Hash. And, hash.
Rest in peace.
He literally, I found out like, 30 minutes before I got here.
Damn.
I was like, he literally taught me how to make hash.
I seen a nigga on like TV and shit and YouTube, right?
I think I've seen him on TV before too.
He used to go to like all wild, crazy places, go find hash up in the mountains and make hash.
No, he literally lived with natives, like no electricity, no none of that shit, learning how to make. He traveled the entire world learning how to make hash and came to America last. He's from America.
Damn.
You know what I'm
saying?
Rest
in peace to Frenchie.
He took everything that he learned, like naturally, and then brought the science behind it, and then put it all together, and then it just basically blew the whole fucking shit up.
Dang.
Everybody was like, oh shit. Because they just put, nobody had his knowledge. But yeah, rest in peace.
Rest in peace to him, man.
Man, rest in peace to Biz Markie, too.
Yeah, Biz Markie was 56, man.
I don't feel like enough people talking about
him. Nobody beats the Biz. You know we're going to talk about it here on Conversation Around. We were talking about it earlier.
Rest in peace to his family and everybody. You know what I'm saying, out there. Emotion.
Too young, man. A legend in the game. And I'm blessed. I told you this earlier.
Yeah.
I was actually at a party, a New Year's Eve party. It was him and Kid Capri. And they were DJing. So to actually be at one of the parties, and the shit was amazing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that I was just in the same room with that dude. But he was in D.C. heavy, though. You know what I'm saying? I think he had a crib in the city.
I think he stayed in Maryland. I think he stayed in Maryland.
I used to see him at the Wizards games a lot. First in peace to Biz Markie, man. What you got? It's always in threes.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace. Four or five. You know what I'm saying? I met him a couple times, man. He was big and he was from the South. He was on the West heavy, but he used to come to D.C. heavy. He did it. He did a couple of my pop-ups, man. Rest in peace to him. Slim. Good dude, yeah.
I have his F1 Durbin. Like, I literally have that shit. And then I was supposed to link up with him next time I go out there. I ain't never met him before. Damn. And then I literally ain't nobody ever going to get this again. It's a classic strain. There ain't even that much out there. And he was like the main dude that had that.
Rest in peace to, what's his name? Cookie Monster. He's from the West Coast. Man, it sounds like two marijuana legends and a hip-hop legend passed. You know what I'm saying? Seems like they going threes and shit. But before we go, man, I'm going to hit everybody out there in Rhythmics Radio Airwaves with a word from Iceman, and then we about to get ready to wrap up. But what I got to, this actually is funny. This one is actually from Bob Marley. So I feel like this is kind of fitting for today's episode and shit. But this one is, you never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have. And that's actually from Bob Marley and shit. So I'm going to say that one more time. You never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have. You know what I'm saying? So really what that means to me is, like, you're strongest when you at the point in which you kind of got yourself out of your bubble. You know what I'm saying? Where you're in that uncomfortable zone. You know what I'm saying? When you're pushing yourself to the limit. So, like, really what I feel like Bob was saying to me, what I get from that is, like always be resilient and be strong and be fearless in any setting. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what it is. And believe in yourself and go. So, shout out to Bob Marley. Shout out to all the marijuana legends out there. You know what I'm saying? Frenchie Cannoli. You know what I'm saying? Cookie Monster. Biz Markie and shit. But what you got for us, man? Yeah, you've been quiet all day, just filming and shit too. Like, y'all just been over here quiet, man. Like, what's going on?
I'm catching this vibe on this shit. I'm just like, shorty. Like, that's the why them niggas ain't talking.
Man, shout out to my co-hosts, man. How can everybody get in contact with y'all, man?
Well, you know what I'm saying? You can always get in contact with me at Los Vegas for Life, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't really got nothing too much, man. I'm just glad these brothers is back in the building, man.
Yeah.
They high as shit, and I'm liking this. I was supposed to go to work tomorrow. I don't know.
You going to sleep?
Yeah, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, you can catch me at Mia Moore Sense on Instagram, Facebook, all of that. Buy a candle, body butter.
All of that. Some of the best. Yes, and Vision Illusions, but also make sure you follow on all social media. Just type in Conversations on the Rocks, Rhythmics Radio. You hear us live on the radio. Shout out to them. Shout out to JB on the boards.
JB.
You know what I'm saying? You also see us live on Rhythmics Radio's Facebook page. So if you want to either hear us, you type into rhythmicsradio.com, or if you want to see us, you tap into our social media. But we're here every Monday, 8 p.m. with Shenanigans. Today was another 420 episode, but it's like 420 every day here in Virginia. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Virginia for going legal. But
mm-mm,
yeah, man.
I'm high. It's not like this every day.
But yeah, you know what I mean? Shout out to all the marijuana advocates out there globally. If you're out there in Sweden, China, wherever you listening at, man, make sure you tap in with the gang. And you already know, man, always have your conversations on the rocks.
Yes, sir.
Salute.
And all I see is money.